Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Your thoughts about your time as U.S. Attorney here in the Western District?
I think it's been a long 3 years and a short 3 years at the same time. And the reason I say that, we've had so many tremendous cases, cases that came in on my tenure, cases that went to trial. And also, 3 years is short. You can only do so much in that period of time because there's so much work to be done.
Which cases stand out most?
Well, the Bongiovanni case, of course, a big public corruption case of the former DA special agent, the Abu Ghamun case, which was a kidnapping of the daughter of the defendant and the sister of one of the defendants. The Gerace case was a big one for this district, and we were successful in trying all of those cases. And there's a lot of other cases that we were able to resolve during my tenure that was really, I think, important for the community and the work that we do for the government.
A new administration is coming in, and there has been talk from the new president that the Justice Department will not be weaponizing the Justice Department to go after political enemies. What, if anything, did you see during the Biden administration, during your time as U.S. attorney, as far as the Justice Department weaponizing against those who were opposed to President Biden?
I have no knowledge of any of that, to be perfectly honest. We're here in the Western District of New York, and I focused on the cases that were most impactful for this community, and none of them were, you know, politically weaponized cases.
Trini, I do want to go to the top shooting, that case, obviously, on the federal level, still going. What has been challenging in particular about that case?
So, Tom, as you know, I don't talk about pending investigations, and so I won't really talk about that case.
What are your plans now moving forward?
First, I'm going to rest. In the last 3+ years, I've not taken a real vacation. I've taken a couple of days here or there, but it's so much work to be done in the district, especially under my tenure. We had so many major cases. We had, as you mentioned, the top shooting case. We had the Salmon Rusky being stabbed case. We had the Lee Zeldin being assaulted case. We had the Robert Morgan case, big mortgage fraud case out of Rochester. And we had two Rochester police officers who were shot and one was murdered. That was all in 2022. When these things happen, you still have your regular cases that you have to deal with. And so for me, there was really no time to stop. It was time to be on and to make sure everything was in order as leader of this office. And that's what I did. So now when I'm asked to leave this post, it will be time to rest.
After rest, are you planning to get back into law, or what plans after that rest period?
I made no future plans because I've not had time to do that either. And so I figured I'll make those plans when I'm resting.
Fair enough. And you said it was a short 3 years. What in your mind did you feel that you would have liked to have accomplished or taken care of in your time as U.S. attorney?
Yeah, I think I've taken care of a lot and accomplished much, but there were other things I would have wanted to do. For example, we started an e-litigation division in this office, and I would have liked to see that grow under my tenure. It's in its infancy, and we have a blueprint as to where we want it to go, but I've not had time to really put the resources behind it or the time. So that's one thing that I would have liked to see through further.
And as a new U.S. attorney for this district comes in, what do you hope, what advice do you have for the incoming U.S. attorney?
To do what this office always does, and that is pursue justice all the time for the right reasons, and to know that we have a professional staff here who are capable and able and willing to do that all the time. I have no doubt that the incoming person will know that and will do a great job, because these positions, the top positions as U.S. attorney, rotate for a reason. And part of that reason is you need new people with new ideals and new energy to come in and do the jobs. And also, of course, part of the reason is because of the different political party who may be in power wants someone who is their person to help them carry out their vision for the country. It's been a privilege and an honor of my career to serve in this post. I tried to do right every day by the community, by justice, by defendants, by the Constitution, and all the things that I was put into this position to do, and especially by my office. There are good men and women working here every day, and you know, people are threatened, and they put their lives at risk to do the work to make sure that the public is safe. So it's been my privilege and my honor to serve in this role.